not be, but try a little corn, a little beef. Never seen anything made. They eat you up, you give them that corn to. But when they get them from cattle in the fall, in winter, they stay there the next spring. Have fried some under. That's when they would eat that.
What did y'all usually grow in your garden?
Corn. I mean, of corn, beans, peanuts. We grew a lot of peanuts for hogs. They liked them. And cane, watermelon, cantaloupe. I used to grow a lot of watermelon and cantaloupe and sell them. Cotton.
Cantaloupe, is there another kind of melon about that size?
Yeah. Well, there's five of them, that little quill melon. What did they call that thing? But I grew that regular cantaloupe sale. He spilled lots of watermelon.
Was it mushmelon?
Mushmelon.
Is that similar to a cantaloupe?
Yes. Looks kind of like one. It usually gets a little bigger. It's not as sweet as a cantaloupe. There's two or three different names in cantaloupe, different varieties. Some of them small, some of them big. And old mushmelon, quail melon.
What about tomatoes? They grow right here?
Hell, I never knew tomatoes for sale. Grew a lot. We liked them. Lots of people made them for sale, grew them for sale.
You like them?
Yeah, man. Sure like them.
Do y'all grow this small variety, about big?
A little bit of tomato. They grew around them hog pens. That's about wild. Buckets full of them.
What do you call them?
Just a little tomatoes all over you. I don't know what to name them. Little goody old fellas.
You ever heard Tommy Toes? Or?
Yeah, I've heard them called. Well, I've heard them all called that.
What's that?
Tomato.
They would all be called
It's about just tomato with me, except you hear somebody call them Tommy Toes once in a while.
But they wouldn't necessarily be talking about small.
No. Them little old fellas, you could, if they ever made around a hog pen one time, they'd end up seeds that they'd make every year. Kind of come up there and make bushels of it.
Your wife ever make soup?
Mm.